政治民生起义 My Radio 2015
Welcome to the 53rd episode of Gary's English Learning Center.
Welcome, everybody.
Yeah, did I get it right?
You did, yeah.
Oh, thank
brilliant
you.
Brilliant pronunciation.
Well, it's been a long, long time.
Yeah, we've been very busy, haven't we? You know, lots of things to do, you know.
Yeah. So I hope that all our viewers and audience miss us.
I'm sure they do.
I'm sure they do. Yeah. So what have you got for us today?
Well, I've got for you, Eddie.
Yeah.
I've got a couple of presents for you.
Oh, you shouldn't have.
Oh, well, I like to, you know.
Yeah,
I like to. You deserve it. Can you open them now?
Sure. But I'm not sure there's anything inside. So what? Let's see.
You can show the audience.
Oh, sure. You wrap it in a very... So
here we are. You got the present.
Perfect. Continuous tense. So our topic today is tenses again.
Yeah, and the second part. One more present for you.
Okay, let me open it. So again.
Yeah.
This is present perfect tense.
Yeah, the present perfect tense.
Okay.
So two presents.
Okay. Oh, I got your message. Oh, you see how stupid I was. So get back to that PowerPoint. Okay,
yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
So this is the second part of tenses.
Yeah, we're back to the tenses again. Yeah. We're
okay.
To, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what about today's tenses?
Oh, we go back to the damn thing.
Yeah, I know how to do it. Okay. Okay.
That's it. Yeah, excellent. Yeah, the present tense. So we got two more present tense. We did the simple present in show 52.
Yeah.
And the present continuous tense.
Yeah.
And as we see now, we have the present perfect tense.
Present perfect tense.
Yep.
Let me see.
But as we should agree again. Yeah.
Okay. Let me see.
Yeah, press it again. Keep pressing it again, because I did those funny things.
Oh, let me see.
No. Just keep pressing it like that.
Okay.
No.
This one?
No, just keep pressing it. Just keep it on the lamp and keep pressing it.
Okay.
And
tenses. Present perfect tense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, can you give us some example?
Yep. Okay.
Not sure.
Okay. No, because don't worry.
Which one?
Just keep doing it.
Okay. Oh, okay. I see.
So we're doing it properly, yeah?
Okay,
Tenses.
Present perfect tense. Construction. Subject plus auxiliary verb plus past participle.
Mm-hmm.
I, you, we, they have been to Japan. So I, you, we, they are all subjects.
That's right, yeah.
And then we got auxiliary verb have.
And then the past participle, yeah.
Been to Japan.
Mm.
And the other example is she, he, it has gone to Australia.
And I chose these two, Eddie, because, you know, technically speaking, we should say had gone to Australia.
Has gone to.
Yeah, technically we should say that, but authentically what people do say is have been to.
Been to.
Yeah, been to. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I see. Yeah. So actually, for the first example, you leave out the verb.
No, we use the verb be, you know, have be. So be to Japan.
Yeah.
Grammatically and technically, it doesn't make sense.
No.
But that's
no.
what everybody says.
Okay.
You see?
So this is some idiomatic English.
Yeah, well, it's real English, actually.
Yeah.
But technically, it's what people don't say, it's gone to Australia, yeah.
I've been to Japan.
That would is the, gone to Australia or whichever country would have the connotation that you've gone there. Gone to stay there, you know.
Oh, I see.
Somebody
I see.
Might say, "Oh, Gary's gone to Hong Kong."
Oh, you just stayed there for.
Yeah, he's gone to Hong Kong. Yeah, he
stayed there for a long time.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So, should I say it's a kind of nuance?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
N U A N C E.
Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly.
Come ginge.
Okay.
Oh, go back a second.
This one?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah. So the tenses and present perfect tense, we got all these perfect past participle.
Yeah.
Are all they inside the red box?
So yeah. So if you see and saw is the simple past.
Yeah.
Simple past conjugation.
Yeah.
But in the orange box there, you got the perfect past participles. Yeah.
Seen, been, gone, ridden, flown, grown, swum, drunk.
Yeah, you know, and so it's quite a thing for anybody to learn, even natives to learn that, you know. Yeah. And of course, and sometimes those past participles we use as adjectives, you know. Mm. So like, he was drunk.
Mm. He was drunk.
He was drunk, which means he's drunk too much beer, right?
Okay.
He's drunk too much, so he's lost control, kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, or the door is closed.
Yeah. We all have had a hard time to memorize or do some perfect past participle.
Everybody does, even native people.
Yeah. Yeah.
So don't lose heart out there. You know?
Yeah. Okay. And then, have you ever seen a flying saucer?
So I've done this with different few question types, and answer types.
Yeah. So have you? That is the past participle. Is it the auxiliary verb?
Yeah.
And then seen. Yeah. Is past participle.
That's right, yeah.
Okay.
Have you now ever seen?
Yeah. Now I remember.
The three different question types, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's press it again.
Yeah. Okay. So you got the timeline here.
So this is the answer.
No, I have never seen a flying saucer.
But you see the dots and dashes there.
Yeah.
But you might see one in the future, you see.
I see.
Yeah.
That's the implication.
That's right, yeah.
Which means that, I have never seen a flying saucer, but there is a chance that I can see it in the future.
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, I see. I never got this implication before.
So then again, it's the present perfect tense, but it covers...
a lot. How long have you been a fireman for?
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean?
Well, how long have you been a fireman for, you know?
Which means that you have been a fireman for a long time.
Well, have you? Go to the answer, then we can more clearer then. Oh, back a sec. So I have been the possible answers are, you know,
I've been a fireman since 2013.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or you click one too many, or you click. I have been a fireman for two years. Or I have been a fireman for.
Since.
And I might carry on being a fireman, or I might not. You know.
Okay. Again, there's there are implications behind this.
Mm.
I've been a fireman since 2013, and I may continue to be a fireman.
That's right, yeah.
From now on.
Mm.
I've never been a fireman.
Yeah.
Which means that,
in the past you haven't been, but you never know. You might.
I may be a fireman in the future.
Yeah,
again,
right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which is strange that because my personal opinion is that in Cantonese we don't have that kind of connotation.
No, really, yeah.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But my guess, my intuition is that we don't have that kind of thing. Have we got real democracy yet? This is a difficult question. Because most likely we don't got it.
This is another question type, though.
Yeah.
We got it yet, you know. Yet.
But the tricky point is that have we got it before?
We come to the answers now. You come to the answers.
Let me see.
This is one taken from, if you go from Central and you walk down towards Admiralty, and I did that one night, actually.
Yeah.
And so what an amazing sight that was, see all the people
there.
It really was quite something. Yeah.
So your answer is, yes, we have got rid of democracy already.
Yeah, just press the button once.
You just mean this picture.
This is just alternative answers to the question, yeah?
Yeah,
so this is a bit of a one. You press it one more time. You press it too many times. Go back. No, you're going forward.
Yeah.
No, you're going. No, go back. Back.
Go back. 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 Okay. This one.
And no, we haven't got real democracy yet.
That was your answer.
The one before.
The one before. Okay.
Yes.
Yes, we have got real democracy already.
Already.
No, we haven't got real democracy yet.
Yet.
But we shall.
But we might have it in the future.
So that's a bit strange to me, because why can't we say we may have it in the future? So why?
That's the thing with English. There are alternative ways to say things, you know.
Oh yeah. So you can say we might have.
Yeah.
Or you may say we might have.
Yeah. Okay. We might have it in the future. Yeah.
What's the meaning of that? When you say you might have.
We might have. There is a possibility.
Well. And the possibility is lower than that of may have.
May have.
Okay. Present perfect continuous tense?
Yeah, present perfect continuous tense.
Okay. So. Again, we go to the construction. The subject plus auxiliary verb plus main verb plus ing.
Mm-hmm.
I, you, we, they, that's all subjects, mm-hmm. have been working. She, he, it has been taking it easy.
Mm-hmm.
I, you, we, they have not been selling in yachts.
Mm-hmm. So you put the negative, you put the not in between.
Between have and been.
Mm-hmm. Again.
She, he, it has not been flying in Learjets.
Mm. Learjets, they're those kind of jets that the super wealthy people
have
fly.
Have you ever flown in?
No way. I've flown in four-seater aeroplanes, yeah. Four-seater aeroplanes.
Four-seater.
Yeah.
And they were from propellers?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've done that
okay.
in the past, yeah. Many moons ago.
I've been. The contractions.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. We have been, we've been. It has been, it's been. Bob has been, Bob's been. The kick has been, the kick's been.
Yeah, so if we're speaking, we...
Well, at the last one, you said I'm really grammatical.
Yep.
Well, okay.
Yep.
Because we thought... It must be together with the go together with the human subjects.
No.
Not necessarily.
As you see, I've done the example. Yeah, specifically for that one.
Oh, yeah. The cake. Tenses, present perfect continuous tense. The cake has been baking for 30 minutes. It's ready to ice now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the blue line on the timeline. Mm-hmm. Is referring to the whole sentence.
Yeah, an action that has stopped.
Stopped.
So it's only the present and the past in this case.
Yeah.
There's no possible future.
So does it mean that it is not baking right now?
It won't bake anymore.
No,
because
not
you're taking it out of the oven.
Okay.
So it's an action that has stopped.
Yeah.
But there's another usage of it here, which is something that might continue again.
Yeah. She has been reading for an hour,
mm-hmm.
and then the blue line implies that she may be doing it after this.
Yeah, she might carry on reading.
She has been reading since she was young.
Yeah.
Well. I guess it is not the same as the last example.
No.
This means that reading is her habit.
Yeah, that's right.
And it is not talking about her reading right now. It's about reading as a habit.
Exactly. Yeah. Well done.
In her lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's kind of gone out of fashion now, hasn't it? Really.
Yeah.
So that's it, Eddie. That's the part two of the tenses.
And we've got a short segment today.
Yeah, that's right.
The reason for this is. To help you, to facilitate you to remember all these things.
Yeah.
If we do it too long, and you will forget it afterwards.
You shouldn't put too much into a lesson, really. You know, it's counterproductive, really.
Yeah. So we've got a short episode today.
Yeah.
And we shall see you next time.
We'll see you next time.
Okay,
yeah.
See you then. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.